Hello. Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2017.
Last year, when I gave the annual stewardship and finance update, I shared with you the fact that everything that we're doing as a parish needs to be, must be, directed toward the great mission that the Lord has given to us as a parish, which is to bring Him, the Lord Jesus, out to the world around us, not in a generic way, but actually very specifically just here to Ellicott City. So here's Howard County. The red is Ellicott City. And it's to this little part of the world that the Lord has asked us to be focused first. We have beautiful ministries that go beyond this. The work of SALT in downtown Baltimore, our sister parish in Baltimore, and our other sister parish in Haiti. But the main focus is here. And the mission, again, is to bring the love of God revealed in Jesus, the Son, out to neighbors, to co-workers, to those that we live with in our neighborhoods. And it's the most beautiful thing that such good news, you and I, we get to be bearers of that. We get to tell the people around us of a mercy that's real, a love that's real, God's desire to heal. I mean, all of this. And it happens first when we let the Lord work it in us, when we experience it ourselves, and then we've got something good to bring out. But I shared with you last year that focus on our mission, we cannot waver from that at all. And I shared the fact that in that mission last year, that it was becoming very clear that the Lord really was asking us as a parish to very specifically bring the gospel, bring the message of God's love, the power of God's love out, especially to those who are just in a place of greatest need and greatest hurt. And so I had mentioned to you that there are certain ministries that we need to have, that we do, but we need to grow them. For example, allowing the Lord's love to reach those who are going through a time of grief, the loss of a loved one, those going through separation or the pain of divorce. The Lord wants to be with you in that, but he needs to do that through his body, the church, through our parish. Those going through a health crisis, like what do you do if you just got a cancer diagnosis? The Lord wants to be with you in that, coping with just all the struggles, the difficulties of life, and then especially those struggling in addictions, with dependency of any kind. The Lord wants to be with you, not just be with you in it, but he wants to bring you out of it. And then just all the different family issues that we go through. These are the places in life when we tend to be most open, because it's in these moments that we're most experiencing the reality that we do not have our life under control. But it's often in these moments that we say, well, God would not want to meet me here. And we come up with different things where we somehow, we try to kind of rationalize that God doesn't want to be with me in these because these are too messy. They're too gray. But when I do get my life together, then I'll be here at church. And that's just not the way it works. He loves you, most especially in these moments when life is just totally out of your control. We hear that in the first reading today. The Lord reminds us again that he has a very particular care and love for widows, for orphans, for those who find themselves as aliens in a strange land. Like all of those who have no one else to defend them and care for them, the Lord says, these are my special ones. So we need to be able to meet brothers and sisters in these places with the healing that the Lord wants to offer. And so last year, in light of that, wanting to be able to expand our mission specifically in those areas, I asked you last year, can we take a step in our Sunday giving in order to strengthen the staff and the programs that we have to create new things in order to do that? And your response was beautiful. You responded in a very real, clear, concrete way. And let me show you. So over this past year, since I made this plea last year, here's what's happened. The regular Sunday envelope giving, which is still the biggest source of what we have to work with here, that went up 3.4%. And that's really good. Like when you hear in the news how the economy grew 3% and everyone's like, yes, that's great. Yeah, 3.4% increase in Sunday envelope giving is wonderful. Here's the even better news, is that the electronic giving, which is not quite at this level yet, but is growing, that grew last year almost 15%. And some of that came because those of you that were giving in the traditional way moved to the e-giving, which we love because it makes everything easier on the backside of things in the office and processing it all. So some of you shifted down here and it grew. But then the other part of this is you increased the actual amount of your giving to the parish for the sake of that mission. And this went up in a wonderful way. And then I also want you to notice that the loose offertory, that is just the cash dropped into the basket each Sunday without an envelope, without any family ID, that also grew. Now this is a small part of the overall Sunday offertory, but this grew as well. And there are two things happening here. One is those of you that give just without an envelope, just cash, you also responded to that plea that I made to take a step in your giving for the sake of the mission. But this also represents families that have come into the parish over this last year and you haven't registered yet. You haven't taken a step to get envelopes or to move toward the e-giving. And you're here, but you're giving just cash. And I know the way it works. It used to be, back in the day, that when a family moved into a parish, the very first thing that they did is they would become members of the parish. They would register and say, hey, we're here. But I know what happens now, because you tell me this. Father, I've been here for 2 or 3 years. I just never got around to actually making it formal. So you're giving, but I don't know who you are. But I would love to know who you are. I would love for you to take that step and go ahead and move, for example, here into the e-giving so that we know who you are and know that you're part of the life of the parish. But each of these three are wonderful things, because this was your response to that plea that I made. For the sake of the mission, can we grow that Sunday giving? Here's the wonderful thing, is that this translates into real concrete stuff. This translated into the ability for us to hire our new director of pastoral care, Krista Wayant, and also hire along with her Kimberly Gutelius, who is kind of doing mission support in the whole for the staff and the parish. And from that, then we're able to now have launched our Celebrate Recovery program. I mentioned to you last year in a very focused way, how do we reach those who are in those places of greatest need? And I shared with you my desire that our parish could launch a Christ-centered 12-step program that would meet here at the parish every week for any man or woman that's going through any kind of struggle with addiction or habit or whatever in life that's causing them to be in a place where they know, like, Lord, this is not what you meant for me, and I want freedom, I want hope, but I don't know what to do. And we've now launched this. This began just this past Friday night, 2 nights ago. This is now up and running, and we have a great team at the core of it, and we're in this now for the long haul. Every Friday night in Harrison Hall, the lower part of the school, our Celebrate Recovery ministry will be running. A dinner at 6:30, 7 o'clock, we kick off the night, and then just open up the heart of God's love and healing based on the 12 steps, joining that to the gospel, to the power of the Lord's love, we could not have done this had it not been for your giving. And so I want you to know how grateful I am that we were able to do this. I am so happy that as a parish, we can be here for brothers and sisters in this way, to dispel the whole idea that you only come to God if you've got your life together, when it's exactly the opposite. We come to God because we realize I don't have my life together. But this is a direct result of your giving. And I want you to know that the gifts have translated into something real and tangible here as we expand our mission. We were also able to do, this past fall, our Exalt Eucharistic Festival. This is also part of our mission, inviting people, drawing people into the fellowship and the prayer that surrounded those 4 days where we celebrated the gift of the Lord in the Eucharist and the fact that we have him here for Eucharistic adoration at the heart and center of the life of the parish. But this cost money, and it took resources to be able to do this. But this kind of thing happens as well because of your giving. All of this on top of our core work of evangelization with programs like Discovering Christ, the outreach that we have with SALT, with St. Vincent de Paul. I mean, so much happening to serve the mission, but it's because you're making that possible. In the packet that is available to be downloaded right now, and we do have some print copies available as you leave today for those of you that don't go anywhere near a computer, but this revised step chart is there. I won't go into it now, but this just gives a really basic breakdown of where the giving falls. You know, how many families give $20 to $30 a week? How many families give $75 to $100 a week? You've asked me, we'd like to see where we fit in, and then from that kind of determine, like, you know what, we really need to be taking a step more in our Sunday giving. But this is ready to be, it's part of the packet to go home with you. In the midst of all of this, we also are continuing to pay down the loan that we took out for the sake of building the Narthex and the Adoration Chapel. It's a bridge loan. It's a loan to bridge the time as we're waiting for your pledge payments to continue to come in for the Embracing Our Mission Fund. And those of you that give by way of the blue envelope, the building fund envelope each month. So right now, this is what our loan amount, the balance looks like, $322,000. And we are just working really hard to keep paying that down. Because of your faithfulness to the Embracing Our Mission pledges this past year and your faithfulness to the blue envelopes, we were able to move beyond the normal 10-year payment schedule, and this past year do some pretty significant pay downs of this debt to the tune of having saved, because of the paying down this past year, saving a little bit over $100,000 in interest if we had to take the loan out the full 10 years. That's huge, because every dollar saved on interest gets to go right back to the mission. But we're able to pay this down because of your gifts. And I'm longing to be able to get back in a place where we have no debt as a parish, where all of the gifts can just go, you know, right directly for the sake of the mission. So you're making use of the blue envelope and continuing on those campaign pledges. Thank you. Because that's just a huge, huge impact on that. All of this, ultimately, again, is for the sake of the mission. Every dollar that you give is directed in one way or another for this. And that means upkeep on the buildings, because we need a physical plant in order to be able to host programs and events. We need the resources to be able to push out into our neighborhoods. And we need staff to give direction to all of this. And it's all for him. And I want you to know that every penny that you give, and I don't say that just to exaggerate, but every penny that you give is managed in such a careful and efficient way. And up in the office through the work of Lisa Slyke, our parish administrator, Janet Sumner, who's our parish accountant, they manage all of this so well that I can tell you there really is not a penny that you give that is not looked at and used in the most efficient way. But it's all for Him. And so I need to keep bringing it back to that. Now, even more than just the dollars that you give, what the Lord wants of you is that you would be personally involved in the mission, that you would let Him work through you to bring His love out into your neighborhoods. And last Sunday, I mentioned that one way of doing that is through this Halloween outreach to families, to invite them to be part of our upcoming family dinner night. So I want to remind you, those of you that took the little invitation cards last week, please, on Halloween night, drop those into the trick-or-treat bags with the candy so that the parents of those kids know that there's a church family that would love to have them be part of this family. And don't worry about, I've got a neighbor next to me from OLPH, maybe they'll drop one in. You drop one in too. The impact of a bag being open with multiple invitations, like that really says something. And if you were at the 5 o'clock Mass last week and we had already run out of those invitations, you didn't get any, we printed more. There are more available for you today on the information table in the narthex. And if those go quickly, let me know. Let our ministers of hospitality know. We've got others set aside for the 5 o'clock Mass tonight that we can kind of break into as well. So do not forget that. And just finally, just as always, I can't thank you enough for your generosity in being part of and supporting the mission. I've told you before that on these weekends when my brother priests go through their finance and stewardship update, what I often hear is, oh, I hate this weekend. I hate having to show them like what it looks like and have to go back again, and it's like pulling teeth. And I've told you that I say to them, wow, like I don't mind the weekend at all, because I mainly get to show them the amazing things that are happening because of their generosity, and then thank them for having made it possible and get excited about what is to come, because there's so much more that the Lord wants of us and is asking of us, and there's an even bigger impact that we can make, and that's yet to come. But for right now, let me end just by saying to you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for how generous you are, all ultimately for Him, for the Lord, and for the sake of the mission. So this is our kind of year in review. You can download these slides and a letter from me and the financials themselves off of the website already. Or again, you can grab some printed copies on your way out if you need it printed. But thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.